We are so excited. We're a couple weeks away from the annual Step Up for the Brave. It is coming back to Sacred Heart University. This is all to benefit Homes for the Brave, one of my favorite nonprofits of all time and one of my favorite people I get to talk to on this show very frequently. Vince Santilli is here, CEO and Executive Director of Homes for the Brave right here in Bridgeport. Hey, Vince, how are you?
We're tremendous, Melissa. And you know, the excitement's building. We are now just 12 days away.
I can't believe it.
And you know, it's actually, 12 days.
You're
so
like, yeah,
it's like,
but
I'm
who's
thinking,
counting?
Man, how could this have happened?
I know.
Time flies.
Time flies when you're getting ready for, I think, one of the most unique experiences, because this is probably one of your biggest fundraising events for Homes for the Brave. But it's amazing. I was thinking about you the other day, Vince, because while I was at another nonprofits event at the arena at Sacred Heart, I was thinking about you, and my husband looked down and he goes, man, going up and down these stairs, there's just something so rewarding about doing Step Up for the Brave. First of all, for people who've never done it before, what is it?
Well, the Step Up for the Brave, and this will be the 12th one. And, you know, this started at what is now the amphitheater. It was the Bridgeport Bluefish Baseball Stadium. And so folks will go upstairs, around the concourse, downstairs, but it's a lot of upstairs.
It
so
is.
It's physically taxing. But at the same point in time, we also have a walking course.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people might be listening and say, oh, that's, I'm not going to go out there and kill myself. I can't do that physically, but they could do the walking course.
Yeah.
And some people, Melissa, come and do a couple laps on the walking course, listen to the music, cheer on the other competitors.
Mm-hmm.
There's cheerleaders along the course. We also have a virtual. So next week from, you know, Monday leading up to the event, you know, the 10th through the 14th, folks could be anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
And we already have people that have signed up, California, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. And so they'll be taking their steps there. They're not going to be with us in person. But again, they're still contributing. They're still participating. They're still supporting our U.S. military veterans.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I believe my brother and sister and I, during our conference week that we are away, unfortunately, during Step Up for the Brave, we are all going to be doing it virtually, because the day during that stretch that we are not in a conference, we're just going to be out walking and we're going to track our steps and everything, send you guys pictures, all of that. So you can certainly, and we'll be in California, so certainly you could do it virtually. But what I love about it is exactly what you said, Vince. You can have, and we have, our own Paul Piorek is on our team, and he does the walking up at the top. Eric's father did that as well. They did very well with that. My son, who's now 8, he does it with the steps, and he'll do one lap, take about 10 minutes off, and then he'll go and try it again. But it's just so impactful to be there and to see people who are literally stepping up to give back to the people who gave everything for us. It's amazing.
Well, that's the thing. And that's what it's so exciting about this event, because you have people all ages, all fitness levels. I mean, I understand we have people in their 80s that are planning to be there and walk.
Amen to that. That's amazing.
And you know, I mean, that just makes you feel so proud. It's just inspiring.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. And again, we have Vince Santilli here from Homes for the Brave. If people are not familiar with Homes for the Brave, I think this is the other part of this conversation that's so important, Vince, because people are always worried about, where's my money going, right? Homes for the Brave is one that it is so hard not to get behind your mission and what you do for our local veterans and their families. And dare I say, I'll use the marketing, especially during America 250, which I know you're acknowledging with your shirts this year, which I think is great. What does Homes for the Brave do for our local veterans and their families?
Well, we opened our doors in 2002, the fall of 2002, accepted our first male veteran experiencing homelessness. We have a 42-bed men's house. We have a 14-bed house for women veterans and their young children. We have a woman there that just with a 6-year-old little girl, and so it's just wonderful. We have a 9-bed permanent house in the Black Rock section of Bridgeport. And then in 2022, when you've been there, we opened a service center for veterans and their family members in downtown Bridgeport. We have a therapist there. We have a case manager that's a U.S. Army veteran. We have an emergency food pantry there. We have our a small vocational team there that will help veterans find both employment as well as educational opportunities. So we're trying to address veterans holistically and their families holistically, whether it be employment, whether it be mental health treatment, whether it might be enrolling them in college courses, which we've had two at the new EMT program at the University of Bridgeport that just started back in April. So it's a pretty multifaceted organization in many respects. And so, you know, we have our hands full. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's most exciting, though, about August 15th, you know, today the weather, we're, you know, weather's been pretty funny lately.
Yeah.
Another miserable rainy day. So people might be thinking, I'm not going to do that. Well, guess what? We're on Sacred Heart University's West Campus in their beautiful Martary Family Hockey Arena. So you park in this big, huge parking garage. You then go, and the event, it's 72 degrees and sunny inside.
It's beautiful.
So you won't get one drop of rain on you if that happens, if it's raining like it is today on August 15th. And so, you know, when you think of it, those first couple years, I remember, oh boy, we're outside and let's hope the weather, you know, sweating the weather out. And we don't have to do that. Folks don't have to do that, that are going to be participating, so they can sign up today and really be relaxed about that part.
Yeah. And we are going to put a link on our website, voiceofct.com, under Melissa in the Morning, so you can register directly if you want to do this. You know what I love about this, Vince? And it sort of goes against what I do on this show, which is having an opinion or leaning one way or the other. But what I find impactful about Homes for the Brave, and specifically Step Up for the Brave, is that this is an event that I think correlates so nicely to who you're giving your money back to and your time back to. When you think about the men and women who sacrifice everything for us, I mean, literally everything for us, you know, the ability for us to even do what we're doing right now, speak freely and walk around, wear what we want, live in this country, the least we can do is say thank you to them and then say, how can we support you? And Homes for the Brave has cracked the code on that, whether that is providing homes, providing jobs, providing training, providing mental health services, whatever that may be. Homes for the Brave has figured out that gap and how do we fill that missing piece. And what I think is amazing is it's sure, giving a check is phenomenal. We'd love that. We'd love any donations. But what I like about Step Up for the Brave is, for a moment, and this is, my son said this to me the first year he did Step Up, when we were at Total Mortgage Arena. This was years back before they went to Sacred Heart. He did it when he was 4 or 5. And when he was done, he's like, I'm so tired. That took so much out of me. And he's a little kid, right? So much energy. But I said, yeah, but you're so tired in a matter of, how long do they go around the course?
Well,
how much
they
time?
Have 90 minutes.
Okay. 90 minutes in the grand scheme of how long people are on tour or in basic training, right? It's nothing. It's a snippet. And it was this eye-opening where, you know, it clicked for even a kid. And so I think there's just something so beautiful about that connection. Again, a check is great. We'll take it. But there is something really unbelievable about feeling just a sliver of, oh, man, I'm going up and downstairs and I'm constant, all of that. But it speaks to the sacrifice that our military gave to us.
Without a doubt. And we're really heartened right now because local businesses and organizations have really stepped up this year for our veterans. And as you mentioned, it's America's 250th. So our event shirt, which is a beautiful dry fit shirt, will be white this year, but with like an American flag design on the chest, our logo on the right, on the left sleeve, and then America's 250th on the right sleeve.
Love it.
So it's commemorating that. It's a really sharp shirt. We should be getting them later this week, or else I'd have one with me this morning for you. And, you know, so it's really, everything's coming together pretty nicely. It looks like we have over 400 slots accounted for as of now.
Wow.
But again, many of those folks like yourself and your siblings will be doing this virtual. And then we have even corporations. Wonderful business by the name of Microboard in Seymour, Connecticut. They have 50 folks that are going to be doing it virtually on their corporate campus. So
wow.
We won't see them on that Saturday morning, but certainly their presence will be felt, and we greatly appreciate the way they support our U.S. military veterans.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. And so if you want to step up for the brave, again, the dollars go directly back to Homes for the Brave. And you guys have also put some amazing investments in recently. I mean, talk just a little bit, Vince, about recently, one of the biggest things you wanted to have done, and it finally happened, was an elevator.
Yes. Well, our headquarters and our men's transitional house is on Park Avenue in Bridgeport, 655 Park Avenue. We have, I'll tell you what, you know, it was a big building project, took longer, cost more than it was expected. But at the same point in time, we have an elevator that we desperately needed. We have a lower level with a fitness room, a TV and game room, a reflection room, and a music room for our veterans. And these are all things that they're making use of. And so it's just great to be able to provide these things for them. And just exciting. I mean, I a lot of my days are spent, you know, having visitors come in and showing them around. And I'm still so excited. I've been doing that for months now with the new, and it's still exciting, every single one. And people come and they're like, it's kind of an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, it really is. And so if you want to get to know Homes for the Brave a little bit better and also register for Step Up for the Brave, again, you can go to homesforthebrave.org, and we are going to have a direct link if you want to register and have you and your family, you and your friends, you and your company get involved with this incredible event. Again, it's Saturday, August 15th, starting at 9:30. It's right here at Sacred Heart University at the incredible arena that is probably one of my favorite places in all of the state. Literally one of my favorite places right here in Fairfield. Again, we'll have more information on our website, voiceofct.com, under Melissa in the Morning. Vin Santilli, you and your team, you know how much I adore you and your family, by the way. Thank you so, so much for always giving us the time on WICC. And I know it's going to be a great success on August 15th.
Well, we appreciate being on, and certainly thank you for all your support of our veterans.
Yeah, of course. Well, listen, for the people who gave everything to us, the least we could do is give even a sliver back to them, honestly. And I even feel insulting saying that, because we should give so much more to them. But Homes for the Brave, like I said, has cracked the code in so many ways to support our local veterans. All we have to do is show up for you guys, and then you guys really build the rest of the way for a lot of our veterans. And so I thank you for what you do. And I hope Step Up for the Brave is something that is pulling on your heartstrings at home, and that you will sign up. I'm going to put a link on our website, voiceofct.com, to learn more and register for Step Up for the Brave, coming at you Saturday, August 15th. We'll be right back.